And by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center, the perfect spot for a delicious lunch today. And by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or mental condition. It is 73 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Extreme heat across 14 states in the Midwest and Northeast. In New York City, they're opening cooling centers as temperatures build. And in Western states, fire crews are battling wildfires. ABC's chief meteorologist, Ginger Z, is tracking the new records and warnings across the country.
Summer temperatures since 1970 have gone up considerably. We're talking about overnight lows, which go up even warmer. A lot of this warming happens while we're sleeping. And then the highs as well. Plus 3 degrees in the west and 2 there through the mid-Atlantic up the northeast.
Juneteenth celebrations today across the country, marking freedom for enslaved people in Texas 2.5 years after the emancipation occurred. Massachusetts officials say the cause of yesterday's outage of the statewide 911 system was due to a firewall meant to guard against a cyber attack. Emergency calls did not go through for 2 hours, but dispatchers could see the numbers of people calling and return those calls. This is ABC News. A senior pastor or a Texas of a Texas megachurch stepping down following claims of sexual misconduct.
Cindy Clemeshire was only 12 in 1982 when she says Robert Morris began molesting her. Over the years, Morris has spoken from the pulpit of the church that he founded about past indiscretions.
I looked for girls that did not have a good relationship with their father, that were insecure.
Church leaders said they didn't know the age of the girls he was talking about and now have accepted Morris's resignation from Gateway Church. The Board of Elders also has issued an apology to Cindy Clemeshire. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
It is day two of a nurses' strike in Oregon, the largest in the state's history. 3,000 walking off the job yesterday. The union members are demanding higher pay, increased staffing, and better health benefits at 6 hospitals. The organization that runs the hospital says it has replacement nurses on hand during that 3-day walkout. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, the feel of summer is here. Enjoy our outdoor dining and our new summer menu. We have many of your old favorites, along with some new taste of summer. Check us out online or stop on in to Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, family company.
Hey there, folks. It's time to celebrate. Richland Locker is marking one incredible year at the new retail store. Get ready to savor the mouth-watering top sirloin steaks for just $6.48 a pound and tender, juicy beef tenderloin for only $16.98 a pound. And that's not all. Enjoy 10% off all deli items in the case. Delicious deals you don't want to miss. Stop by and say hi and enter your name for a chance to win a fantastic cookout bundle, camping bundle, or picnic pack. Richland Locker, your local butcher shop with unbeatable prices and friendly faces. See you soon.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Schmidtwoman Hills, WCCU Credit Union, Gokenauer Insurance, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Advanced Contracting Solutions, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, The Creative Outlet, Allied Ready Mix, PMI Windows, TC Auto Works, Southwest Technical College, D&T Pump and Well Service, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Kickapoo Creekside, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It's 74 degrees in Richland Center at 12:06. Our forecast calls for mostly cloudy and muggy conditions. Isolated showers or thunderstorms possible, especially south and east of Richland County, with a high of 77. Tonight, mostly cloudy with areas of light rain, a low of 62. And tomorrow, plenty of clouds with scattered showers again, a high of 76. Currently in Richland Center, we have light southwesterly winds, and after a low this morning of 70, it's 74 degrees.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found in new life. Introducing Kickapoo Creekside, Wisconsin's newest supper club. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar in the perfect old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Enjoy your meal in the dining room or enjoy it outside. Kickapoo Creekside, Highway 14 in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
There are so many things to look forward to with spring. Longer days and sunny skies. This is Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Spring is a sure sign of warmer days, but the weather is also unpredictable. A warm spring day can feel like summer, which means we turn the heat off and open up the windows. The next day the temperature drops and we need our furnace. The constant cycle of having to adjust our heat for the cold days and AC for the sporadic warm days is a battle all spring long. Fortunately, heat pumps are a great solution for spotty weather days. Armstrong Air, the professional's choice, offers solutions that is important to your needs, such as efficiency, reliability, air quality, noise reduction, and peace of mind with controls that let you monitor your equipment's performance. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating for a quote on a heat pump, 647-6345.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Becoming a member of WCCU Credit Union is easier than ever. With our robust and secure online banking, you can open your account from anywhere, anytime. Simply visit us at wccucreditunion.coop and select Join Us. Confirm your eligibility and choose the accounts you'd like to open. Already have a WCCU account but want to add a checking, savings, or apply for a loan? You can do that online too. To compare our rates, services, and even open up accounts, visit us today at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build.
Good afternoon. It is a cloudy 74 degrees in Richland Center at 12:09. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. The Richland County Highway Department has closed State Highway 171 for culvert replacement today. The work will be done by 4 this afternoon. A detour has been set up for traffic to follow and get around the area being worked on. Two construction workers were injured in downtown Madison this morning. Around 7:50, Madison Fire was dispatched to 301 North Broom Street for reports of a possible fire, with several manhole covers in the area showing smoke. Multiple witnesses called 911 to report similar occurrences on Broom Street and Gorham Street. Upon arrival, firefighters confirmed the presence of smoke and witnessed an explosion that resulted in a manhole cover being lifted from the ground with smoke rising from beneath. The explosion was caught during Civic Media's John and Gordy show on WMDX in Madison.
They do, they do crane.
Good Lord.
Well, what was that?
I think that was a...
thunder, I think.
Not sure.
John and Gordy was live at the Short Stack Eatery, where co-owner Sinead McHugh also thought it was a storm rolling in.
I thought I saw lightning, so I totally thought it was thunder. And I looked over and I saw the wind, our huge windows, like, fluctuate, move. And I was like, literally, I was like, oh, wow, that was very loud thunder. So I had no idea. And then we saw the fire trucks.
Firefighters checked a nearby building currently under construction for signs of fire. Crews found dissipating smoke on the lower level, but no fire. Other floors were deemed clear. Smoke from the manholes had also dissipated, indicating no active fire underground. Two construction workers on site suffered non-life-threatening fire-related injuries. They were treated and transported by paramedics to a local hospital. All other construction workers evacuated the work site uninjured. Streets remain closed as Madison Gas and Electric and the Madison Fire Department continue to investigate the incident. Richland County will be saving money with a newly approved capital improvement plan. Supervisors approved at last night's board meeting. The practice of short-term borrowing over the last several years has been utilized to complete various capital improvement projects within the county. A significant reduction in the amount of short-term borrowing was proposed for 2025 projects, and the amount of proposed short-term borrowing for 2025 capital improvement projects is $601,200, excluding fees, with $500,000 for highway department projects and $101,200 for management information services projects. The county is working on this capital improvement plan, which will eventually lead to no longer having to borrow funding. This move is possible due to the relief from shared revenue and money still left from previous borrowing. The finance department will place funds still left from the previous borrowed money into a capital improvement account. The goal of this new account is to make the county self-sustainable in its capital improvement plan. This year's plan is to only borrow $601,200, which is down from the $1.5 million each of the past 4 years. This cut in borrowing will save thousands of dollars for the county. In other action, the Board of Supervisors approved the purchase of finance, payroll, and human resources software from Tyler Technologies with an implementation cost of $163,500 and an annual cost of $120,000 for the initial first 3 years of the term of the contract. An amendment to three provider contracts for the Health and Human Services Department. The contracts are with You Are Enough Counseling of Avoca from $49,500 to $85,000, with Arneson Counseling LLC of Richland Center from $49,500 to $100,000, and with Red Maple Consulting Services LLC of Gays Mills from $49,500 to $150,000. All three contracts are amended due to increased need for a variety of services to comprehensive community services consumers in the Behavioral Health Services Unit. Also, to complete stream bank repair projects with already obtained Snowmobile Alliance grants. The lowest bids were obtained by Wanless Excavation LLC for the work at the Mobile and Schreiber sites. The Mobile site project totals $16,500 and the Schreiber site totals $15,990. All the work is to be completed by June 30th, 2025. To pay the bills to the Richland County Snowmobile Alliance and the Hillsborough Trailblazers from the 2023-24 Snowmobile Maintenance Grant for grooming and non-grooming hours eligible for payment of $35,080, and for the Sheriff's Office to purchase new mobile and portable radios for the new radio system at a cost of up to $78,000. The MIS and Sheriff's Departments were granted an intra-departmental partnership to apply for and accept a PSAP grant from the Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs for 2025. The grant would fund up to $750,000 and requires a minimum local match of 10% and an intra-departmental partnership of MIS, Land Information, and the Sheriff's Department to apply for and accept a NG911 GIS grant from Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs. The grant would fund up to $750,000 and requires a minimum local match of 5%. Richland County is the recipient of opioid settlement funds and is expected to receive up to $489,794 through the end of 2038. A committee was created to determine the best utilization of these funds, and it was determined grants would be offered to Richland County nonprofit organizations and those that serve Richland County residents to allow for the prevention, treatment, and/or recovery of opioid drug use and its various effects. Grant applications will be accepted twice a year to be reviewed by the Community and Health Services Committee with final approval by the full county board. Awards will generally be between $1,000 and $25,000, and projects can be renewed annually if funding allows and reporting requirements have been met. The full Board of Supervisors approved the resolution at last night's meeting. 12 tribal nations, county, and municipal law enforcement agencies have received grants from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services for projects to prevent and reduce the dangers of opioid use. The projects include community drug disposal systems, programs to keep people with an opioid use disorder out of jail, education and training for staff on the medications for opioid use disorder, including how the medications are used as part of a treatment program, and treatment for jail residents with an opioid use disorder. This grant program is part of the DHS plan to use the state share of the National Prescription Opioid Litigation Settlement with opioid distributors and manufacturers negotiated in part by the Wisconsin Department of Justice. Wisconsin is due to receive more than $750 million through 2038, with 30% of the funds to be used for state government projects managed by DHS with approval of the legislature's Joint Committee on Finance. The remainder of the funds are for local needs as identified by the county and municipal governments that participated in the litigation. $3 million of the $31 million received by DHS in 2022 was set aside for law enforcement agencies. All Wisconsin law enforcement agencies were invited to apply for funding. Six communities shared about $1.1 million of this funding last fall. Tuesday's announcement of nearly $1.9 million in grants completes the distribution of these funds. The grant recipients included the Crawford County Sheriff's Office receiving $1,000 to support community drug disposal systems, the Madison Police Department receiving $183,511 for programs to keep people with an opioid use disorder out of jail, and the Sparta Police Department receiving $250,000 for programs to keep people with an opioid use disorder out of jail. These are one-time grants with funding available through March 31, 2025. Former UW Lacrosse Chancellor Joe Gao will appear at a public hearing today in Onalaska in an attempt to keep his tenured faculty position. Gao was fired by the Board of Regents as chancellor in December when UW officials learned he was making pornographic videos. The hearing will be held by a five-person panel, and if at least four of them agree to fire Gao, they will pass the recommendation on to interim chancellor Betsy Morgan, who had filed for Gao's dismissal. The next step would be a hearing with the Board of Regents. Western Technical College and Viterbo University signed a transfer agreement for their new information technology programs on Tuesday. The agreement allows the transfer of at least 60 credits in Western Tech's IT data and analytics program towards a bachelor's degree program at Viterbo. Viterbo officials said that the programs were created because of a recommendation by Gunderson Health and Mayo Clinic to help fill a need for IT data analytics specialist in the region. Donald Trump singing Milwaukee's praises at a campaign stop in Racine yesterday after calling Milwaukee a horrible city last week.
They say, oh, he doesn't like Milwaukee. I love Milwaukee. I said, you got to fix the crime. We all know that. You got to make sure the election's honest. But I'm the one that picked Milwaukee.
The Milwaukee crime rate fell last year. Trump also campaigned, making his usual points about crime, foreign policy, and the economy.
None of this stuff would have been happening that's happened now with Russia and Ukraine and the attack on Israel. None of it would have been happening. We would have had and we wouldn't have had a thing called inflation. That would have been nice, too.
Trump returns to Wisconsin for the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee in about a month. It is a cloudy 74 degrees in Richland Center at 1220. DatCap's Michelle Reinen talks about elder scams next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Want to find new scrapbooking products to make your pages stand out? At the Creative Outlet, our inventory changes every time I place an order. I also help make your scrapbooking affordable by adding products to my new clearance racks. This year, I am committed to bringing in new products in every category of my paper crafting area. And don't forget, special orders are always welcomed at the Creative Outlet, located on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been serving the Southwest Wisconsin area since 1889. We pride ourselves on doing things the right way, paying attention to even the smallest details, and assisting your family every step of the way in your time of need. I'm Mark Jelenic. I am proud the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service still represents the values that have helped us be trusted and depended on for many generations. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
Attention truck drivers, Allied Ready Mix of Muscat A and Plain is hiring. They're looking for a responsible, fully certified, full-time Ready Mix truck driver. You can drive out of either the Muscat A or Plain plants, work Monday through Friday with 40 plus hours a week, enjoy competitive wages, health, dental, and vision insurance, 401k, and paid holidays. To apply, call 608-723-3396 or visit their Facebook page. That's Allied Ready Mix at 608-723-3396. Join their team today.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14, Richland Center, is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. No appointment needed. Professional, friendly, stay-in-your-car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
It's 74 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News time is 12:23. June is Elder Abuse Awareness Month. It's a good time to help prevent older family, friends, and neighbors from being exploited by scammers and identity thieves. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
First are some statistics just so people understand that this is so important, that according to the Federal Trade Commission, last year consumers over 60 are less likely than younger consumers to lose money to scams and fraud. So that's pretty significant. However, they are more likely to lose larger amounts of money. And in 2023, the average reported loss for consumers under 60 was less than $500. But for those 60 and older, it was nearly $1,000. And that can be very impactful on a monthly budget. And so we want to be sure that people are paying attention to this, that, again, falling victim less often. However, when they fall, it's significantly more money. So have a conversation about those scams that are circulating with our older consumers.
There are various ways scammers can attack that elders should be made aware of. Actions can also be taken to prevent them from being a victim.
You absolutely do not want to be taken victim. I mean, with a grandparent scam, a scammer calls you and pretends to be a family member. Well, what can we do as family members? We can make sure that our social media accounts are locked down, because scammers are now lifting just a short little copy of those family members' voices using artificial intelligence. And now that scammer sounds like a family member and is putting more fear into that consumer, that grandparent, to react to this scam. And why give them that ammunition to do that? Let's lock that down and protect our loved ones. Medicare scams, you might see an ad offering big discounts on health insurance that requires personal information to make sure you qualify. No, no, no. We don't give our personal information out during a phone call or in response to an ad just to get a good deal. And with tech support scams, we need to remember that when the computer has a pop-up claiming your computer has a virus, that's not how that works. Microsoft, Apple, Google, they don't alert you to a virus in that way. You need to have antivirus software that'll alert you, and then you work with a professional to help with your computer services if you need it, but you don't respond to a pop-up or a phone call indicating you have a virus.
When someone is a victim of a scam, it can be difficult for them to talk about. It is good to be understanding about what happened.
I think we all need to take a minute in remembering that it takes a lot of courage to talk about a scam and that you have been victimized by one. And so we want to provide some guidance to keep those lines of communication open for those that are engaged with the victim. So when someone comes to you and trusts you enough to share their story, lead with empathy. Respond with kindness and concern instead of criticism or disappointment, because that will shut them down right away for fear that you'll want to take over control of finances and things. You know, scams can happen to anyone, regardless of your education or financial well-being. So don't blame the victim. Do everything you can to keep those lines of communication open by being kind and concerned.
After the victim explains what happened, let them know they are not to blame and assist them.
Let that individual tell their story. Talking about a scam experience can help both of you understand what happened, and talking about the scam also helps both of you spot red flags for the future and how you can react. And then go ahead and validate the story. The only person at fault here is the scammer, and we need to keep validating that. It's not the friend or family member who's been taken advantage of. Ask them not to blame themselves and instead blame that scammer. And then finally, ask what you can do together next as those next steps. That individual might need help if their identity has been compromised, or maybe they need help reaching out to the bank if their financial information has been compromised. So see if you can work the steps together to be sure those steps are taken.
If an older family member, friend, neighbor, or even yourself have been a victim of a scam, you can contact ATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. Today is Juneteenth, a celebration of June 19, 1865, when slaves in Galveston, Texas, learned they had been freed in the Emancipation Proclamation 2 years after the fact. Now it is a federal holiday. Robin Scott from We All Rise African American Resource Center.
We celebrated by coming together, sharing true history across the community. It's about Black love, Black life, Black celebration, Black joy, and talking about our history.
Scott said Juneteenth is a chance to educate and to work on solutions to close the academic achievement gaps and fight systematic racism. Area residents rolled up their sleeves yesterday to give the gift of life. 70 units of blood were collected at the Muscadet Community Blood Drive, including 12 double red cell donations. Organizers would like to thank registration volunteers Tobiah Frazier, Kennedy Cooey, Kate Frazier, and Jackie Schmadick. St. Peter's Church served refreshments and provided homemade baked goods. The next Muscadet Community Blood Drive will be held Tuesday, August 27th, from 11:30 to 5:30. It's 74 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 12:29. Today's vital statistics are next.
Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And five-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Is it time to buy a new mattress? Many factors can affect the quality of your sleep, and there are no foolproof indicators when you need a new mattress. Hi, this is Andrea from Court & Main Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center. We've designed the perfect showroom for your sleep needs. Here at Court & Main, our sleep recipe is support, comfort, and durability at a fair price. So stop in and have a look and feel for yourself. Visit Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Get ready for a feast of flavors and a bounty of local goods at the Richland Area Farmers Market. Join them today from 1:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the historic Train Depot on Seminary Street in downtown Richland Center, right across from Quick Trip. Parking is available in the depot parking lot and on the nearby streets. This week, they hope to have bedding plants, flowers, hanging baskets, lots of breads and baked goods like cookies, pies, muffins, etc., rhubarb, spring lettuces and greens, spring onions, snap peas, radishes, kohlrabi, maple syrup, honey, black walnuts, canned goods, eggs, and meats. Be sure to stop by the tasting table for a sample of each week's market products. As the season progresses, we will add more vendors, both new and returning. The market accepts EBT/SNAP benefits and senior vouchers. Check your EBT/SNAP account to make sure you have the funds you are requesting. Then come to the information table to use your Quest card for purchases. For senior vouchers, check with the local Human Resources Department to see if you qualify. At the market, look for vendors with the yellow sign by their booth to show they accept senior vouchers. Keep in mind that senior vouchers can only be used to purchase fresh fruits and vegetables and fresh herbs. Look for the yellow sign by a vendor's booth to see if they accept senior vouchers. To receive EBT/SNAP benefits, bring your Quest card to the market information table. The popular Boomerang shopping bag program continues. Check with the information table for more info. See you today from 1:30 p.m. to 6 p.m.
It's 74 degrees in Richland Center, 27 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Wednesday afternoon, June 19th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Linda L. Sherd, 77, of Muscadet, died June 3rd. Graveside services with an American Legion Auxiliary service will be held this afternoon at 3:15 in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center this afternoon from 1 until 3. Linda Sherd is survived by her mother, Arbita Schumacher, two sisters, Kathy and Tom Pulvermacher, and Pat and Ray Wilson. Special friend and neighbor, Kenda Tisdale, nieces and nephews, many great-nieces and great-nephews, and a great-great-niece. Linda L. Sherd, 77, of Muscadet. Leonora J. Lee Lauver, 96, of Blue River, died last Wednesday at her home. Funeral services will be held Thursday at the Basswood Union Church, rural Muscadet, with burial to follow in the Basswood Cemetery. Friends may call at the Basswood Union Church Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Lee Lauver is survived by her brother, Audrey and Mia Voss, and many nieces and nephews in her homeland of the Netherlands. Stepchildren, Chris and Bruce Cato of Kentucky, Kenneth and Sandy Lauver Jr. of New Jersey, Jama Lauver of Texas, and Jeffrey Lauver of Nevada. Several step-grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and many nieces and nephews. Leonora J. Lee Lauver, 96, of Blue River. Donald L. Newbury, 70, of Avoca, died June 8th at his home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 11 to 2 at Victoria Riverside Park in Muscadet. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Don Newbury is survived by four children, Donald Newbury Jr., Dwayne Newbury, Merrill Newbury, and Jess Newbury, four grandchildren, three siblings, Diane, Rod, and Dwayne, sister-in-law Viola Ewing, good friend Kathy Ewing, and many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Donald L. Newbury, 70, of Avoca. Daryl Eugene Kickstand Meade Sr., 50, of Lone Rock, died last Wednesday. A funeral service will be held at 1 o'clock Saturday at the Spring Green Community Church, followed by a memorial ride to the Centurion Clubhouse in Blanchardville for a celebration of life. Friends may call at the Spring Green Community Church Saturday from 11 until the time of service at 1. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements. Daryl Meade is survived by his wife, Becky, two sons, Daryl and Ellen Meade Jr., and John and Lexi Meade, four grandchildren, his grandfather, Norman Meade, his mothers, Norma Smith and Bernice Floyd, his father, Reginald and Lori Robbins, his siblings, Ken and Ida Smith, Kurt Robbins, Cody and Raylin Robbins, Elisha and Jean Jones, Eleanor and Matt Mittelstadt, and Christina Almendinger, along with many aunts, uncles, nieces, and nephews. Daryl Eugene, Kickstand Meade Sr., 50, of Lone Rock. Shirley L. Rako, 74, of Avoca and McFarland, died Saturday at home after a courageous battle with rectal cancer. Funeral services will be held Monday at 1 at the Gottiger Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Burial will follow at the Avoca Cemetery, with a luncheon to follow at the Avoca Community Center. Friends may call at the Gottiger Pratt Funeral Home Monday from 10 until the time of service at 1. Memorials can be made to a Grace Hospice in Dodgeville. Shirley Rako is survived by two brothers, Roger Fox of Elk Grove, California, and Gary and Joanne Fuchs of Briggsville. Niece and nephew, great nieces and nephews, and many extended family and friends. Shirley L. Rako, 74, of Avoca and McFarland. James Cannon, 58, of Laramie, Wyoming, died suddenly June 3rd while at work. There will be a celebration of life at 10 o'clock Sunday, July 28th, at Rock Laramie Church in Laramie, Wyoming. A reception will follow at the church. James Cannon is survived by his wife, Janie, two birth sisters, Joyce Davis and Prudence August, an adoptive sister, Janelle Ward, adoptive brother, Jeff Cannon, adoptive parents, Leonard and Leela Joan Cannon, and several nieces and nephews. James Cannon, 58, of Laramie, Wyoming.
Contact D&T Well Service for service and replacement. It's summertime and D&T is scheduling projects. Mary and Derek McCormick, owner of D&T Well Services, ensured they do new installs and they fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Are you currently in therapy or considering a procedure that will require in-house therapy services? Are you concerned about the high cost of transitional care housing during your therapy? Consider Schmidt Woodland Hills when you are ready for that needed procedure. Don't rush from your in-house therapy plan to your home before you are ready. Let us help you make the transition from therapy back to your own home when you are ready by staying in one of our efficiency apartments. Talk to us about a customized program tailored to your needs. Continue your therapy, get the assistance you need, and transition home on your terms. Daily rates include a comfortable furnished efficiency apartment, one meal per day, weekly housekeeping service, linens and cable TV. Additional services can be purchased a la carte. Come and see what options might be just right for you. To schedule a tour or for more information, call Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Marty and Kim Johnson, Ryan and Crystal Peterson, and Ian and Spring Duffy. Best wishes to all of you from your friends at Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, certainly is a muggy day yet across the region, but not as warm as yesterday as we're on the backside of a cold front now sliding through southern Wisconsin. Winds coming in from the west-northwest the rest of today to usher in that somewhat cooler air. Still could be a couple of spotty showers or thunderstorms bubbling up through the afternoon, especially south and east of Richland County, but they should be fairly brief in nature. This cold front will stall across Iowa and Illinois tonight and start marching back north as a warm front tomorrow. And with that, some more showers in the forecast. And then we could see some pockets of heavier rain Friday and Saturday as the really juicy air flows in. Some of those storms out there Friday and Saturday could get on the heavy side across Minnesota, Iowa, and Wisconsin. So be sure to check in for updates. We'll be carefully monitoring the flood potential as well with so much saturated ground and high rivers across the region. Things should quiet down somewhat Sunday and Monday, but things could turn more active again toward the middle of next week. So the rest of today, mostly cloudy and muggy with some isolated showers or thunderstorms possible, especially in the south and east portion of the area, high near 77 degrees. West wind becoming northwest up to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with areas of light rain, low at 62. Tomorrow, plenty of clouds with scattered showers once again, high at 76, wind from the east-northeast at 5 to 8. Thursday night, variably cloudy, 30% chance of a couple of showers, low at 62. Friday, partly or mostly cloudy, warm and humid, 50% chance of scattered showers or thunderstorms, high near 83. Saturday, a warm and humid day with scattered storms likely, some could be heavy later in the day into the evening, low 67, high 85. Sunday, somewhat cooler, variably cloudy with spotty light rain possible, high 79. And Monday, a sunny day for a change with a high of 85. Have a great afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
It's currently a cloudy 74 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 89, our low this morning was 70. Our high today was reached just after midnight at 83 degrees. The record high for this date, set in 1953, is 96. The record low, 42, was set in 1970. Last year's high was 88 with a low of 61. Sunset tonight will be at 8:45 with sunrise tomorrow at 5:21. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm. The barometer is up to 30.18, and we have received 11 hundredths of an inch of rain so far today. It's currently a cloudy 74 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
The start of a series on the status of kids working in agriculture. Today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
A farm can be a wonderful place for children to live and work, but it can also be a dangerous place for that as well. Marcia Salzwedel is with the National Children's Center for Rural and Agricultural Health and Safety in Marshfield, Wisconsin.
We have for a long time known that agriculture is one of the most hazardous work sites in our country, and that you can find children of any age in that work site. We also know that a child dies in egg-related incidents about every 3 days, and every day there's 33 seriously injured children.
Salzwedel says the number of children working in agriculture and related industries is rising.
There's a number of different possible causes for this. We do anticipate that there is an increase in youth numbers in the workforce due to the labor shortages. And we're seeing labor shortages caused by a variety of reasons. The retiring baby boomers, that generation is much larger than the generations that are just starting out working. There are fewer younger workers. There's deaths from COVID-19, and there's more restrictions on immigration as well.
Tomorrow, the status of efforts to legislate more protection for child workers. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. Ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
An agronomist says it's okay to plant those soybeans even now. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The AgriVision Equipment Inventory Reduction Auction is June 28th, selling more than 150 lots of late model John Deere machinery. For more information, visit AgriVisionEquipAuction.com. An agronomist says farmers should go ahead and plant their soybeans as soon as the soil is dry enough, even though it's mid-June. Tony Lenz, an agronomist with Stein Seed, tells Brownfield, in most cases, farmers should not switch to a shorter season variety.
Your range in your area is a 2.0 to a 2.8, something like that. We're probably going to plant right in the middle, a 2.4. And some areas, as we keep pushing later and later, as we go south, we are actually going the other way. We will go to the extreme high on their maturity.
Lenz says the soybeans that were planted earlier are starting to flower, but he says the regular maturity soybeans planted late will benefit from those long sunny days.
What we're trying to do is get as maximum height out of that bean we can, and that later maturity is going to give us that height. And then we also want to up our population with our growers or keep it at the high side of population. What we're trying to do is get those beans to elongate as much as they can and get as many nodes on that plant as we can.
Len says late planted soybeans will benefit from higher seed populations. He says at this time, it's all about getting the soybeans as tall as they can be as fast as possible and getting more nodes on the plants for the most possible beans. Tar spot has been confirmed in several Corn Belt states already and has growers on alert. Brownfield's Jared White has more.
If you're finding it in other states around us, more likely it's here as well.
AgriGold agronomist Kevin Gale says discovery of the disease this early is worrisome.
Pay attention to the environment, you know, as far as high humidity, cool temperatures, and rainfall. If we get in a wet stretch, you know, 5 days of rainfall, that's a perfect environment for tar spot to blow up.
He tells Brownfield concerned farmers should consider a fungicide application.
Really consider that VT to R2 time frame. And I think a lot of growers plan for a fungicide pass. At tassel time, and that grain fill portion is extremely important to maximize yield.
Gale says recent drier and hotter conditions will slow down the development of tar spot, but farmers should continue to scout crops for its presence. From the 2024 AgriGold Specialty Products Conference near Champaign, Illinois, I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
Tar spot has been confirmed in Missouri by University of Missouri's Plant Diagnostic Clinic about 10 days earlier than last year. Plant pathologist Mindy Bish.
Last year we found it on June 23rd, and this year it was confirmed on June 14th.
University of Kentucky agronomist Dr. Chad Lee tells Brownfield.
This is the second or third day in a row we've been at 90, and we've got a few more days like that in the forecast. So those type of conditions are favorable against tar spot and other diseases for that matter.
Lee says there's still time to raise a good crop, but probably not a great one. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
The first 3 years of every child's life are critical. Learn more about early intervention. How your baby or toddler plays, learns, talks, acts, and moves give important clues as to how they are developing. If you have any questions or concerns about whether your baby or toddler's development is on track, please call 1-800-515-BABY. That's 1-800-515-2229. Call 1-800-515-BABY. That's 1-800-515-2229.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
The roller coaster continues. Hello, I'm Megan Grubner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Update. The direct cattle markets have continued this trend of up and down prices. University of Missouri livestock economist Scott Brown says that's not likely to change anytime soon.
All right, so we're setting at or near record prices. I think markets are always looking for the what are the things that are going to break markets, and it doesn't take much to get them to go lower, and then we know we're really short beef supplies and we go higher. I don't think that cycle changes anytime soon. I've said here several times and we'll say again, I'm not sure we're done with record cattle prices. It's hard to say when we're at records already, but that volatility is probably with us for a period of time. You and I say risk management almost every week, and this is another opportunity to say, so if not all operations need to do this, but if you're one that can't stand a lot of risk, maybe there are reasons you want to do some LRP or something else to make sure that, you know, you don't hit the lows that are probably coming over the next, I don't know, 6 to 9 months of this volatility of up and down that we seem to be in today.
He tells Brownfield it's important for producers to think about this with a long-range lens.
You know, so we've had a few issues that have been pressuring cattle prices this year, but thus far we haven't had a big issue. Let's not forget a big negative issue could really cause some havoc in these markets. The probability of that happening is not zero, although it is low.
And Brown says demand will be key.
Beef supplies are only going to get tighter, which I think makes this discussion more relevant moving forward. Because if a consumer says, hey, I need to start to think about buying down, don't we want them to buy down? If I'm a cattle producer, I want them to buy down in the beef side. I don't want them switching to another meat protein in place of that beef.
I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aiders and Plain. It's time to make your outdoors part of your living space with happy plants for your garden, stunning planters, and beautiful hanging baskets. We hear a lot of "your flowers look amazing" from our customers this time of year. Well, we have wonderful growers, and our crew does a fantastic job of keeping our plants happy and healthy. If you want to add color that you don't need to water, then you need to check out our amazing selection of lawn decor. Fantastic metal flowers, cool solar mushrooms, bugs, butterflies, dragonflies, and more. This spring has really caused a boom in the bug population. No worries. We stock and recommend products that can help you enjoy the outdoors without all the swatting. Aiders is your spring project headquarters, and we're always helping you make hardware easy.
This is your Wednesday Wilkinson Auction Report with Tyler Wilkinson. Our next equipment consignment auction is Friday, June 28th at the Columbus Auction Yard. Consignments are rolling in, including a very nice Kenworth K100 cab over semi, a Cat 906H compact wheel loader, a Cat Suit 279D skid loader with under 1,000 hours, lawnmowers, vehicles, and attachments, and a very nice gun collection. Our next equipment consignment auction, Friday, June 28th at the Columbus Auction Yard. We take to the water in July with a vintage water sports collection auction near Green Lake. This is a very cool auction with an incredibly rare boats, jet skis, and snowmobiles from a dealer's personal collection. Check out that auction preview video on the website. We're taking consignments for our huge equipment auction in Muscadet in August. Start taking your equipment down to Muscadet Yard so we can market it to the world. More info on all of these auctions and how to consign at Wilkinson Auction.
How composting can help reduce food waste. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Food waste is a problem in this country. In fact, the USDA estimates between 30 and 40% of the food we buy is thrown away. In today's world of high grocery prices, who can afford to do that? We can reduce waste through some pretty easy steps at home, like leftovers and freezing, but we can also reduce food that ends up in landfills through composting some of our common kitchen waste. Karen Mitchell is with Purdue University.
The ends, the carrot tops, you know, the bits of lettuce left over, all of that vegetation, rather than throwing it away and not utilizing any kind of benefit from it, you know, by composting it, either there's so many different ways to compost, but you can do it a small, you know, kitchen tote versus, you know, a big, large outdoor pile if you've got lots of vegetative waste. But by keeping what most would just disregard as waste, you are, you know, getting a free benefits of it, right? So by putting that back into our soil, our plants are going to be healthier, you know, yields will be higher, and ultimately we're reducing our landfills as a society, and that I hope everyone sees that as a huge benefit.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, college scholarships for the children of law enforcement, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on the USDSA and how you can help, visit usdeputy.org.
Walsh's Ace knows that window screens can get punctured or torn. Let Walsh's Ace repair your torn or punctured screen. The experts at Walsh's Ace have the know-how. Looking for paint? The Ace Paint Department at Walsh's Ace has state-of-the equipment that can color match anything you have paint. You can count on Walsh's Ace for everything from screens to paint. Walsh's Ace in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Russian President Vladimir Putin visiting North Korea to meet with Kim Jong-un, both